we should have been out of sight, I guess. In front, chances. Lots of chances to extend the lead. Didn't, and it comes back and bites you on the bum. Talking points, yes, I suppose so. Certainly the red card, having looked back at it, just spoke to the referee and said it's never been a second yellow card. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean we're going to go and win the game, but it certainly changes the momentum in the game. Yeah, I think overwhelming disappointment that we've lost the game. Got no qualms with either penalty decision, both right. Sid gets done by the blind side, Henson just nips across him as he's about to clear the ball. It happens. And the first one, obviously, foul and Aiden, certainly a penalty. So the ref's got them right. Just the red card, you know, was a wrong decision for me.
You don't think there was in the first half also a good shout for a handball as well?
Yeah, we've looked at it as he armed it. With, you know, I'm not sure. It's not clear cut. But what is clear is that 2 minutes before Byron Webster gets penalised in our half for exactly the same instant with his shoulder, is it his arm? It's exactly the same contact, and the referee outside the box gives a free kick against Byron. In the box, let's play go on. So, you know, the sort of small decisions went against us. Hurting, because we should have won the game. We should have been out of sight. Conceded to a poor goal, really poor goal. Defensively, young players, got to learn. You know, last year was the settling in period for the young players. They're going to play in my team, they've got to be men. And, you know, minor decisions, decision-making, thought process with them was wrong for the first goal, and then we didn't defend a set piece. The boys had in the ball in the net from 4 yards. We've not defended the first ball, and you know he's had a free header from 4 yards. It's not good enough.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking for a pattern, you know, 4 games without a win, and four times you've gone behind in games, and that's really the key. I mean, you've been preaching so often, you know, get clean sheets, you know, be tight at the back, and at the moment it's just not happening.
No. If you don't keep clean sheets, you don't give yourself a chance of winning games of football when you're not at your best. We look like we're a threat going forward. We're scoring goals. We're just not shutting them out at the other end. Spoke about as a team doing it, but certainly as a back four and a goalkeeper, you've got to get the ball at the net. So we have to carry on working. You know, it is what it is. We've got to look at picking a team that goes to a difficult game at Paul Vale on Tuesday, and then another difficult game at Walsall next Saturday. We've got to get back to clean sheet mentality, back to noughts and ones. And you know, first goal at this level is so important. Any game of football at this level is so important, and we've got to get back to scoring first.
Aidan O'Brien came off in the first half. But is he a real doubt for Tuesday night? What's the assessment with him initially?
Well, he's come off in the first 20 minutes of a game of football. He's going to be struggling. We're hoping no long-term damage, but short-term enough to force him off the park. Obviously, we're missing Ben Thompson through suspension. We have to look at certainly tomorrow, Monday, who's fit, and pick a team that's going to go and compete and win the game at Paul Vale.